Welcome to Endurance Twitter. I'm your host, Danny Noyes. It is Friday, April 30th, the end of April, and it's a warm one here in Bakersfield, California, and equally so up the road in Fresno at the West Coast Relays at Buchanan High School, where we usually have the state track meet, but unfortunately they've canceled this year's state track meet because four of the 10 sections weren't going to be holding postseason action, so they decided to cancel it. Quite a few people around here are upset about it, thinking they're going to be able to petition to have the meet, but I don't think that's going to happen. So they had the college division this year up there on Friday, and I don't recall if they've had the college races in the past, but Northern Arizona came down, and Abdu Noor ran 27:47 on that lightning fast track up there, and they had the race start at 8 o'clock in the morning. I didn't even hear about it, but definitely had some class competition. BYU, of course, was there, and other state schools as well. And it's just kind of crazy. In fact, they talked about one of the reasons they had it there is it was 63 this morning at 7:30 in the morning, which is probably one of the craziest times ever to have a 10K on a track. I just went out and did a little workout this evening, and it was like 95 at 7 o'clock at night. So it's getting toasty here in Central California. As we scroll on here, I decided to do it. I signed up for the Great Virtual Race Across Tennessee starting on May 1st, which is tomorrow. I hemmed and hawed about this. Of course, last year, if you listen to this video / podcast, I had a fall at the beginning of March, and 4 or 5 weeks later, couldn't breathe. April 25th, ended up in the hospital, diagnosed congestive heart failure. At least that's what they say. Still not sure what went on. But I started this race last year on May 1st. I was pretty slow, just getting out of the hospital, and it took me quite a while, and I ended up doing the race across Tennessee and back across Tennessee, and I did that right from the start, where you got to average over 10 miles a day. And the first month or so is pretty rough. So this year I was considering doing it again, but then I was like, oh, I don't really want to have the pressure of, you know, having to do that 10 mile plus a day, 1,200 miles over 4 months. And then I kind of in the back of my head think, well, you know, you could do a triple. And last year I looked up, of the 10,000 people who entered the event, I think only about 120, 130 actually did a triple. But to do a triple, you got to do 15 a day, which is over 100 miles a week. So unfortunately, I know myself. So hopefully I won't go that crazy route. Just get the 10, maybe try and do the race across, the first race faster than I did last year, and try and do the back across faster. So we'll see. Keep you guys updated on it. You should definitely sign up for it if you can. It's a great way to get some training in throughout the summer and keep you honest. There's a really good Facebook group if you're on Facebook. Kind of a little bit crazy, but Laz's stuff is great. I will be doing some of his stuff like I did last year, some of his coaching and things like that. So let's move up here. There's Killian Jordan. Read this essay exploring the new scientific idea of fatigue resistance and what it can mean for trail runners and ultra runners. Definitely be doing a video / podcast on that in the future. It's fatigue. A lot of times it's just all in your mind. You really have to believe that, but you got to train yourself and do the proper kinds of training. If you're always going out and hammering it every day, you don't really build up fatigue resistance. You're just constantly trying to recover. So it's, you know, build up a base and then test yourself is the key way to do it there. Scrolling on up here, Jonathan Gall, reminder, the Ethiopian Olympic Marathon Trials will be held tomorrow in Sebet. Some of the top athletes, including Kenesay Bekele, won't be there. Just a shame that this is all going down. Also, one of the Ethiopians is the third fastest all time, and the 10th fastest of all time are not going to be running. But then again, it's kind of like, you know, the Olympics are nice and everything, but there's such much bigger paydays in the major marathons that I can see that, you know, it's kind of like, hey, having an Olympic title is nice, but miles a cash check. And since all the majors are going to be this fall, because, you know, London and Boston are spring races, but they're bound to fall, there's going to be some lots of money going on. There's going to be way a lot of races in the fall after the Olympics, so why not just go cash a check? So it's a shame that they can't, like, have Bekele on the team. It'd be great to see him out there. We need stars out there instead of just having, you know, three no-name guys. And I get it. You know, I mean, here in the United States, we could have the same kind of thing happening. We sort of have a mixed mesh of people on our team, you know, and just the way our selection process is. I guess the Ethiopians now are going with our selection. Top three go to the Olympics, but the big complaint Bekele has is that it's way too close to the Olympics. And then speaking of controversies, of course, you know, it's Everest season. They get there weeks and weeks in advance to acclimatize, and it sounds like COVID is really hitting the mountain hard. It says COVID is on Everest is a total shitstorm and worse than anyone knows. And you got to believe that because your immune system just gets so weakened. Even at base camp at 17,000 feet, I can see it definitely being an issue. And, of course, they generally don't summit till the first week of May when the weather's good for that brief period. So crazy times we had up there. Definitely would not want to be up there myself. Controversies all going on. And then we go up here. It's interesting here. They're talking about the women's 5K. Not USA's best event historically. Suddenly Team USA is in the game. And they definitely have, you know, we have Shelby Houlihan, Carissa Schweitzer, who both rocked it at the Worlds in 2019. Shannon Roberry, track Jenny Simpson, Eliza Cranny. Eliza, of course, threw down a top five performance in the 10K. So who knows? Maybe she'll run the 10K. Nessa Frazier. Just a whole slew of women are really running fast in the 5,000. Really like seeing that. I think a lot of it has to do with gals are better prepared out of high school and college, having longer careers and giving them time to develop. And then, of course, the training groups are definitely a big, big help, I think, in terms of them improving after they get out of college. And then scrolling up here, speaking of college, NCAA track and field, breaking news, updated preliminary championships. Shinoda said it's been made to extend the preliminary championships to a four-day meet, with men competing Wednesday, Friday, women competing Thursday, Saturday. Additionally, a decision has been made to return the full sizes of 48 student-athletes per event. And that's good. I'm glad to see that, you know, because it's a huge thing to qualify for nationals, and why not take the normal compliment? You know, they've had a race at the Drake Relays went well, and they also had Hayward Field go well, so I'm glad that they finally had made that decision to get back to some normality. As heaven help us, we do need normality. And here Matthew Baxter says, NAU boys, don't play around. Abdul Noor ran 27:47. Blaise Ferreiro, remember, he did awesome at the cross country. Really the reason why they crushed it there, 27:56. And then BYU was 28:48. It's a nice little clock they got there. I'm not sure the West Coast Relays are on television. I wish they were. I mean, television on the internet. So I'll have to look up and find out if it is. Because tomorrow, the West Coast Relays, the high school division's going on. I'd almost want to drive up there to Fresno, but I've got other things I got to do tomorrow. In fact, I've got to start the virtual race. So I got to get at least my 10 miles in. I think I'm going to go hiking with my local meetup group. I highly recommend, if you're an ultra runner especially, find your local hiking club and go hike with them, especially if you're an ultra runner doing trails, because learning how to hike and learn how to hike uphill is a valuable skill. So until next time, stay healthy, be boring, and please subscribe.